At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some, and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas, absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the wonderful, the glorious, the absolutely fantastic Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hello, Ben.
Are you ready to embark on an odyssey, as in our 2001st episode, 2001 Crappens Odyssey?
Oh, man, I should have caught up on Space Odyssey, so I would have known some Space Odyssey references.
Well, here's all you have to know. Monkeys use bones, and they become the first tools, and they throw them up in the air. And then a passive-aggressive computer sings a song about Daisy and tries to kill humans. And then lights flash for 25 minutes. And that's pretty much the entire movie.
Looks good. I'm looking at images now.
It's an amazing movie.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, actually. Maybe I'll watch that, even though you just told me the whole thing.
Spoiler alert, lights. I mean, it's a slow burn. It's slow. Like, and when I talk about that lights, like, there's like a sequence where you just see lights on screen for like I don't know, it goes on for 10 minutes. I mean, it was definitely a product of the 60s, but it's just a cool movie.
Yeah. Well, hey, I've probably got some old mushrooms around here.
Yeah.
Gotta have some somewhere.
I would love to do a director's cut of that where we just do Real Housewives talking over 2001 Space Odyssey. You know what? You know what? This computer, I don't think I like this computer. Hal? You know what's the problem with Hal? Hal's lonely, okay? Hal doesn't have a beautiful wife like me, okay? Sorry, Hal. You're a sad computer,
okay? We should do that. We should just do like Housewives Go to the Movies and just pretend it's like two housewives watching a movie together.
I'm down. Because, you know, I love Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's sort of in that vein. And, we've kind of talked about that over the years. And we kind of forgotten about it. But, yeah, we should totally do that.
We did that for the news one time for fun. That's on our Instagram stories. Yes. Our, like, saved stories.
That wild. Was fun. That was so funny. We were in Nebraska. Remember, we were in Omaha, in an Omaha hotel room. And we just turned on the local news and recorded it and started talking all over the newscasters. Just doing all their voices.
Well, that was a fun one. I'm down to do that with some movies. All right, everybody. Well, welcome to Watch What Crappens. Today is Summer House Day and episode 2001. You know what? It's a new era. It. Okay. It's not nothing happened in Y2K. Everybody thought Crappens was going to just stop, but it didn't. Okay. It's 2001. We're still moving around. Okay. This is the era of R2R. That's it.
I think Ramona is the Y2K bug. I think she's just like the exemplification of it. People are like, oh, Y2K came and the only thing that happened was that like a video store in upstate New York like charged people a lot. I'm like, no. You know what else happened? Ramona Singer. She's the Y2K bug.
Do we have proof that she was even around before then? Like,
I don't think
space time continuum opened up and just dropped out. Whoa!
Whoa.
Me, Ramona Singer.
Whoa, I'm an anomaly. Whoa, something happened.
You want to know what Earthlings? You know what Earthlings? Here's what I can tell you from my world, okay? You all need to have true faith. That's it.
Anywho, today we are recapping Summer House. Good old Summer House. Good old classic Bravo TV show. Before we dive into it, let's give you a little update on the schedule. Next week, we're going to Denver, Colorado, and then we're going to Salt Lake City. In Denver, we're going to recap Vanderpump Rules. In Salt Lake City, we're going to recap the premiere of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. So that is going to be a trip, especially since some people from Salt Lake City are on that show. And then afterwards, we're going to the following week, we're going to Seattle and to San Francisco. And then in April, we've got two shows in April, Toronto and Philadelphia. Toronto is pretty much sold out. I think there's like literally 5 tickets left. Like, we actually had to release some of our comps so that way we could sell more tickets for people. That way people could come. So it's really down to those numbers. So if you're interested in Toronto, definitely go get your tickets. And, you know, I think that's all. We're on Patreon. Crap is on demand this week. We're going to do New Jersey and Vanderpump Rules. Is there anything else left we have to talk about, Ronnie? About that stuff?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, thanks to everybody who's been coming out. We've been having a great, great time meeting you, doing these live shows.
So fun.
We've had so much fun. So thank you. And keep on the coming, people. Keep it on the coming, people.
Yeah, amazing audiences last week. Thanks to everyone who came to our shows.
And come, because I could be dead soon, because I found out I have very high blood pressure. So I'm on Amazon right now looking at blood pressure things. Okay. It's okay if it's cheap. I'm going to get a cheap one. You can cheap out on blood pressure monitors, right? Add to cart. Oh, it comes today. Oh, it's a day of delivery. That's so exciting. What if I get it today and then I could do my blood pressure every 5 minutes? Oh,
you know, blood pressure is fun to do. Wrap that thing around your arm. I have a raincoat that's supposed to be arriving because it's starting to rain.
I'm about to die. So how about you not talk about your raincoat? I'm like literally on the verge of having a stroke. And you're like, oh, my raincoat's coming. So this blood pressure thing is coming. And I asked how you get high blood pressure. And you were saying like blood pressure monitoring is fun. You know what else is fun? Getting high blood pressure. Do you know how you get it? Eating terribly and not exercising. So this is like a medal of honor for me that I have high blood pressure, because I have enjoyed the fuck out of getting you high blood pressure. But it's time to get rid of you.
I thought getting high blood pressure was just like a byproduct of watching all these Bravo shows.
Maybe. I think it's made me more like Buddhist Zen, you know, where I'm calmer. I mean, a bomb could go off next to me and I'm like, well, whatever. You know, how did it sound? Let's talk about the sound of it. I hated the sound of it. What did you think?
Stupid sounding bomb.
That could have been a better aimed bomb.
Yeah, be better. Just be better.
Just criticize the fuck out of the bomb.
Yeah, I like shaming a bomb.
Bomb shaming.
Bomb shaming.
Hey, blood pressures and bombs. Blood pressure and bombs. Welcome to the show.
Hey, bomb, congratulations. You went off. Now do it again. Oh, you can't? Oh, you're a one-trick pony? Congratulations.
No wonder they call you a bomb.
A Gattis Luann just comes in out of nowhere to pile on. Oh, are we bomb shaming?
Nice to meet you. Bomb, they called me. I demand my money back. That's my name.
Congratulations. Unlike Cabaret, you can only perform once.
So here we go. Last week ended with a big fight that Danielle kind of started, but it was to go against Amanda, right? Because she was playing that game where you just say something shitty and make somebody cry, which all the Bravo shows use now. Yeah. So her question was, who do you trust the least? And she said Amanda. So Amanda ran off crying. And by the way, have you seen Amanda's... social post where Kyle left for Winterhouse, but Amanda stayed home sick. And so she posted a picture of herself on Instagram, like covering one eye, just looking really sick. Who takes a picture of themselves like that? Like, really, Amanda?
Covering one eye sick.
Yeah. Like taking a selfie of herself while covering one eye and going, like you can hear the picture.
You know, with Winterhouse, by the way, we haven't talked about this, but Winterhouse is in Colorado this year. And the rumors are that like Riley from Below Deck is on Winterhouse, which I think is such crazy, but hilarious and amazing casting. And that the Toms were supposed to be on it. But, you know, they're a little indisposed at the moment.
Yeah, they're busy losing restaurants and stuff right now. But yeah, they just announced that they hired another Below Deck guy who is hot AF.
Really?
Okay. Yes, he's so beautiful. And he's going to be, I guess, on the next season of Below Deck something or other. But he's shooting Winterhouse. So is it a Below Deck season? I don't know.
So weird. I have, like, to me, it's like crossing the lines. Like, for some reason, not like moral lines. It's like crossing the Ghostbuster lines, like the actual Zappy lines. Because I don't know. I have a hard time. Like it was a little weird enough for me when the Toms showed up on Winterhouse. I kind of feel like the Winterhouse, Summerhouse, Southern Charm world is like its own column. And so Below Deck just feels weird to see them doing land things. I don't know. I just thought it's strange.
Well, also just, yeah, I see the line. I think Paige is going to have a problem having to interact with people who like mop. You know what I mean? I feel like Paige is going to have some classism going on this one.
My dream, I've never actually wanted to see more Austin, but my dream is that Winterhouse has Austin because if Riley's going to be there, just to see Riley go off on him. Riley will go off on Austin in such an amazing way, unless something weird happens, unless it's one of those crazy cute videos you see on the Dodo where like, a wolf and a tortoise become friends. You know, that would be very upsetting. But I want Riley just to eviscerate those men.
Oh, yeah, she will. She will.
She's so good.
Yeah, she's spunkier than ever. So I hope that she makes it too. So there was this big fight. So Amanda went up crying. Then Danielle got upset because Kyle came in and started ranting and raving and calling Lindsay a bitch and Carl an asshole. And Carl wouldn't fight with him. He's just like staring straight ahead. And Lindsay won't fight with him. So now Kyle is ranting and raving all over the house. He finally walks to the backyard and is screaming out there. And now Danielle is crying at Lindsay and Carl and saying, Carl, you need to say something. He's being an asshole. Well, you started it, okay? And yeah. Kyle is being an asshole, but you started this just to stand up for Lindsay, and now Lindsay's not helping you either. So I hope you've learned a lesson today, ma'am.
She did not. I'll tell you
she
that
didn't.
Much.
Yeah, she did. No.
So and then Kyle is in the backyard, and he's ranting, and he's like, everyone is giving Lindsay Hubbard so much power. I'm like, listen, I don't know. Lindsay has like zero power. I don't know what Lindsay has. Lindsay, she can't even get a sandwich. So then Carl's like, I'm not going to stand by and stand for any of this bullshit. Like, no one wants to be here for any of this. Like, who's pathetic? It's like, it's all pathetic. Like, I'm not going to argue with him. Like, he's like already dealing with the stupidest shit of all time. Like, it's a December to remember.
And Andrea's like, he's right. And Carl's like, yeah, it's like fucking pathetic. He's pathetic. So then everyone else is just going to bed. They're like, this is crazy. Yeah. You know, all the noobs have learned that once Kyle gets on one like this, you know, and Kyle's always kind of obnoxious when he's just wasted ranting and raving around the house. But at least it's usually with cute hair. I mean, now it's just someone in a mullet. You know, just like downgraded it so much. Like, I can't even enjoy your rants anymore. So Carl's saying, oh, I'm not going to argue with him. He's not in his right mind. And Danielle's like, so no one's going to say anything to him. He can just run his mouth all the time.
And Amanda's crying in bed. She's like, I don't want to be here. I want to be home with our dogs. I just want to be home with our dogs. Being sad, I'm not at the Winterhouse. And so then Danielle goes to check
on. I just want to be with my dogs in the cardboard cutout that my dogs find untrustworthy of me.
So Danielle goes to check in on her. And Maya's like, she's like, no, don't do that. So then Kyle is just like continuing to, now he's outside. And Gabby's out there with him. And he's like, I'm like, dude, like, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. And Gabby's like, Kyle, you're screaming into the abyss and no one hears you. You're the only one out here.
And then he just yells, hey, Kyle, what are you going to do now? Huh? What are you going to do? just a crazy person yelling in the backyard. And Gabby's like, Carl's not listening to you, Kyle. And he's like, she's ruining everything. So he's losing it. I would just like to remind everybody that we did see a scene of Amanda's cardboard cutout in their apartment. And the dogs did not find that cardboard cutout trustworthy either. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with the dog's intuition on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. So Carl goes upstairs. And he throws his mic off. He throws his mic down the stairs. I'm like, so mad, bro. And then he goes like stomping down the hallway, like right by Danielle. Like, oh, I'm so mad. I'm going to go in my room. I'm not going to say anything to anyone. Oh, you look great, by the way. I'm not angry.
And Danielle loves the drama, you know, because when she's done, then she goes to talk to everybody about it and explain herself. So she's doing that. She's crying and she's like, the only reason I brought it up. And Maya's like, oh, Jesus. And then Carl passes right through them without saying anything. And Maya's like, is he okay? And Danielle's like, no, because I yelled at him too. And I was like, why aren't you standing up for her? Like, you're saying nothing, nothing. Maya just covers her head. Like, I walked away from this for a reason.
Yeah. You know, I'm like incredibly angry and frustrated, and like, one of your best friends is yelling at your girlfriend in like that manner. That's like ugly and disrespectful. Like, if it wasn't like someone who's like my friend and my boss, would be like very different. You know, like this would end very differently. Like, I can only imagine what he's gonna say when he sees us wearing matching pajamas around the holiday season.
I mean, my first instinct, like old Carl 3.0 would have like beat the fuck out of you and then tried to sell you, you know, like a dental chair or something. That's what the old Carl would have done. But this is Carl 7.0. I have a notification island now, so I'm not playing this game.
Carl has literally beaten up no one on this show, so... All versions of Carl have never beaten up anyone, and he tried to beat
up Luke. I feel like he's tried to act like he's going to beat somebody up. Yeah, it was Luke, and then I feel like he got in another fight where he's like, oh yeah, come at me, bro.
Hey, do you want this electronic charter getter? Because it's actually pretty... Just put it up against your tooth, and then I was like, Sonic Force, so...
Yeah, I think Carl's big thing is he just puts his arms out wide. He's like, yeah, so what do you want? You want to go, bro? Like, this is the new Carl. Carl's going to go, bro. You want to go,
bro? It's not scary when you're wearing a polo shirt with the collar flipped up.
I know. It's just like a frantic giraffe. Like a giraffe that's cornered and like doesn't know what else to do. It's going to sort of like flap its legs. That's what I imagine a giraffe does when it's cornered, you know?
So speaking of cornered giraffes, Lindsay is talking to Sam and Chris because no one else will talk to Lindsay. And so they're all gone. So now Lindsay's ranting and raving to them like, oh, so I'm the bad guy and everything's my fault. I'm the one that was hurt. I sent a text to Amanda and nothing was done. And then now it's my fault. I'm like, oh, my God. Why don't you say this when everybody's there instead of waiting until everybody leaves?
Yeah, and then she's like, obviously, if she cared, like, she would have said, hey, I haven't seen you since you sent me that text. Let's go talk. And, like, that never happened. So I just...
But wasn't the point that Amanda texted her and she didn't text back? So what she's supposed to be like, hey, I haven't seen you since I sent you that text and you completely ignored me. Want to talk? No, Lindsay.
Yeah.
It's
like that mentality. Yeah, like, oh, no, you have to go above and beyond when I was being cool to you.
Right.
So, Sierra's talking to Amanda in bed. She's like, Lindsay's pissed and trying to say that you're a bully. And Amanda's like, I'm a bully. All right. That's beautiful. Just sobbing away.
Me. Amanda's still just sobbing up there. She's like, hold on. I'm going to take a selfie like this so people believe that I was crying.
So Lindsay's like, I said it very clear after all these years, like, you don't want to be friends with me, like, and, like, it's very clear to me you don't want to be friends with me. And Sam is like, she literally feels the exact same way as you do, and it's funny because it reminds me of when I was, like, this, like, very young girl.
I don't talk shit about her. You just said you trust her the least in front of the whole house, Lindsay.
Yeah. Literally just said that. And Lindsay starts doing her thing, which is where she throws her arms out and then she sort of does like a light chest bump to the air. You know, she's like,
Like, you tell me what's clear. You tell me what's clear.
And yeah, she puts periods in the middle of every word. It's like, she talks shit about me. How is that clear? To her. I don't speak shit about her. You tell me what's clear.
And Kyle's like, good luck to Carl. They're a package deal of chaos. I'm like, you're literally stomping around the backyard. And like late at night, you're like a troll who goes through the kitchen and eats everything in sight.
Yeah. So then Danielle is now talking to Chris. And she's like, is Carl up there? Did you see him just sit there while his woman got beat to death by Kyle? God, Danielle, grow up. Go find something else to do. You're ridiculous. You are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and then Lindsay goes, you can't say anything. And Danielle's like, well, what he did was sit there while you got annihilated by Kyle. And that's so fucked up. I am over it. I am over it.
Yeah, and Lindsay gives her that look like, really? Because you know she's going to stand up for Carl over you. So yeah. Trying to turn her against Carl right now is not a very good move. So Chris is like, hold on. Now listen, I'm not saying get into a fight or something. And Andrea's like, he's not in the frame of mind to talk. I go give him hook and make him fountain. I make fountain, give him finger hook right in his bunghole. I give him fountain. Fountain, come out.
So Lindsay is like, do I wish Carl would say something? Sure. But, like, would it be nice if Carl was just like, dude, relax, bro? Yeah. But, like, I understand he's, like, trying to figure out, like, how to communicate his thoughts and emotions as a sober person. And I, like, understand that because, like, I, like, didn't drink for 2 months for him. So, like, I get it.
It was 5 weeks, so I know. Also, just to help move things along, Carl, saying fuck you works the same, sober or drunk. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
So Kyle and his mullet come back inside to start some shit. You know, he's still swinging. And Kyle's like, everyone can suck a dick. That's what I gotta say. And Gabby goes, oh my God, I'm simultaneously too young and too old for that. This is like Taurus bullshit. This is like cancer bullshit. I'm going to bed.
So then Kyle goes up to Amanda's room where she's still sobbing. And then Sam joins and she sidles up to her and she's like, it's a lot. Like, I'm here to lay by you. You know, when I was studying ballet when I was 18, I would have very emotional moments. And it was just such a terrible thing. And then when I was 19, I would just, you know, the emotions just would build up and build up. And is anyone listening to me still? You guys all left the room, didn't you?
Yeah, they're all gone. So now Gabby's in the kitchen with Lindsay and she's like, I'm exhausted after like 3 weeks of this. And Lindsay's like, imagine 7 years. I'm tired, bitch. I'm tired. So, these old people are a lot. The older cast is like really trying to make it happen and they're running around screaming and they each keep walking up to the younger cast to be like, get into the drama. And they're like, you guys are lame. Like, is this what Activia does to you? Because it's exhausting.
So then Sierra's talking about, Sierra's telling Amanda like she needs to lay out the facts. And so Amanda shows She's like, this is the last text I sent to Lindsay. And so we see again this text where they're texting back and forth about what Amanda said at the reunion that, you know, oh, Carl works for us, and like, oh, Lindsay tainted him. So Amanda had texted, I'm sorry that I hurt you and I was feeling frustrated, but I also understand you're his girlfriend and he's going to and should stand up for you, and the least I can do is say sorry. And then Lindsay never wrote back to that.
Right. So no response. So Sam is like, yeah, what he was saying downstairs is that, like, she said you hurt me, and you said, like, well, all I can say is I'm sorry. And Kyle's like, she's a fucking horrible person. It makes me sick. My best friend thinks he's going to marry her. It makes me sick.
And Amanda sobs.
Amanda's still like... So, bedtime for Lindsay and Carl. Lindsay's like, babe, you okay, babe? And he's like,
babe, I'm sorry I didn't speak up to someone that's been, like, drinking all day and is making no sense and just, like, saying the same crazy shit over and over, babe.
She's like, babe, I get it. I'm not upset with you, babe.
I'm not upset with you, babe.
Well, I know that I'm not upset, babe.
Well, I'm not upset either, babe.
How far would you walk to be with me?
The moon version of Tokyo. Babe.
Babe, I'm, like, not upset at all. Like, I absolutely am not trying to look the other way over fundamental tension in our relationship. I'm not upset at all, babe.
So then Kyle and Amanda, the regret begins. Because this is Kyle's circle, right? He's, like, the typical get drunk, rage, and then apologize like a little fucking baby. So he always gets away with it, you know? Mm-hmm. So the regret begins. He's like, oh, I wish I hadn't said what I said the way I said it. And Kyle's like, I didn't even hear what you said, Kyle. Shut up. And he's like, well, I don't regret it.
And Carl, meanwhile, is muttering. He's like, oh, Kyle, like, doesn't want any more from me. Okay, I will literally bury him. Like, I'm over the shit. Like, I will go up to him and I'll be like, bro, you want some of this? And then, like, if he tries to fight me, I'm going to just, like, put my arms out and be like, bro. And that'll show him.
So then Sunday, everybody starts getting up. Andrea adjusts his giant wiener in his underwear. So I like that shot.
His little butt cheeks hanging out.
And then Kyle and Amanda wake up and she's like, why did I have to get so upset, Kyle? I just wish I didn't fucking care. I just care so much.
Yeah, I mean, the challenging part is I'm not saying mean things. I'm, like, saying pretty accurate things. Whoa, my elbow almost just got sucked up into your nostril. You're really taking a lot of snot inhales.
Yeah, but it's still hurtful, Kyle, when you say mean things. So then Lindsay and Carl are in their bed. She's like, babe. How are you, babe?
Babe, I don't want to talk to anybody, babe. I have nothing to babe say. Nothing babe to say, babe.
Yeah, I don't want to communicate with anyone. Otherwise, I might just, like, take them out. I just might beat them up so hard right now. So I got nothing to say.
I mean, unless we're in, like, a ball pit where I could, like, bury them. Because, like, then I'll do it.
Hey, babe, you know what I want to do to you? I want to bury you in love. I love you so much, babe.
In Afghanistan. That's how far I'm going to walk to bury you one day in love.
I would walk to Afghanistan and back just to show how much I love you.
So then Amanda is telling Kyle, you have to make a better effort not to let me and Lindsay's relationship get between yours and his. And then Lindsay and Carl are just like, fuck it, I'm out of here. Carl goes, this is dumb and stupid. So, like, Carl is not someone I would call a friend. So, bye.
Yeah, he's not someone I would ever invite to Barry's boot camp. So good luck with that, Kyle. Good luck with, like, getting into good shape without Barry.
Maybe I can call Kyle and invite him to Buried boot camp. Okay, because that's what he's about to be.
Yeah, I'm going to bury him under, like, the ability to do, like, 50 step-ups in a minute. Yeah.
Barry's boot camp. B-U-R-Y apostrophe S boot camp.
I'm going to take him to Barry's boot camp. Barry's, I'm going to be, like, lay right there, and I'm going to, like, bury him.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck. I'm going to bury him under a sack of 5-pound weights. Oh.
So then Maya calls Oliver, and she's like, I'm exhausted. Like, I'm trying to wrap my mind around what happened last night. And you know what I told you last year about crowd coming after Lindsay? It was, like, that situation, but, like, that situation has nothing on this situation. And he's like, Oliver's, like, great.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Glad you called.
Thanks. Yeah, I totally remember that situation when you told me. I totally was not zoning out when you told me about it last year. So then Sam is telling Danielle that, Sam is encouraging them, Danielle and Amanda, to get through their thing. And Danielle says she has no problem talking to Amanda, but first she wants to heat up some pizza rolls for breakfast. And Gabby's like, a breakfast pizza roll and a day beer? And Sam's like, not a day beer, a morning beer. Oh my God, so much personality we have.
So then Lindsay comes in, she's like, oh my God, are you doing bacon? What's your bacon? What's your bacon, bacon?
Like, it's pizza rolls. And then Chris, and then Andrea actually winds up coming in later. He's like, oh, I thought those were cookies. Has anyone ever seen a pizza roll before?
Has anybody out there ever confused a pizza roll with a cookie?
Maybe in Italy, cookies just look like tiny pizzas.
Yeah. Now's the time to be honest. So Sam's like, hey, Chris, how'd you sleep? And he's like, oh, my back. Oh, God, just get the hook. Get rid of him. How is he even still here? There needs to be like a summer house white van, like a creepy unmarked van, that when the audience is officially over somebody, the van just comes and like Dr. Phil kidnaps their asses and takes them away.
Yeah, honestly, bring back Jerez. Like, at least get, like, give us Jerez. So, or Jerez or Jerez.
Jerez was Jerez. His name. You were right Jerez, the first time. Jurassic Park. Won you away from Juarez, my favorite city. The only city you can get wasted at 12 years old that's close to El Paso. Bless you, Juarez.
The only thing that Juarez is missing is you. That's going to be the new slogan for the tourism board. So, that doesn't really make sense. It's just like a misspelled. They just put Juarez misspelled on their travel literature.
But it's only for Jared. It's only for Jerez tourism. It's like way specifically targeted.
Yeah. They're really deeply targeted Jerez Juarez.
Like, I hope Jerez can one day come.
Jared, the jewelry stores can start getting involved too.
Yeah.
So Chris is saying last night was bad. He goes, summer in the Hamptons is supposed to be fun. Like, it's almost like there should be like a saying about that. And it's like a getaway from the city and drinks and laughter and having a good time. And we've had like a little bit of that, but not enough. I'm like, well, you're certainly not contributing to the drinks and laughter and having fun, sir.
Yeah. And so Andrea comes in and he's like, we made it to a 10:25 before the drama. You're beautiful ladies. By the way, I never even ask you which kind of guy you like. And Sam's like, yeah, what's your type? And Gabby's like, Andrea, you're my type. Duh. You're welcome.
And he goes, oh. And then he actually farts, which was weird that it was not acknowledged because I rewound it three times. I'm like, someone farted when he said that. But
he did?
But
just sort of,
yeah, he goes, oh. And then you're. It's like, are we going to acknowledge that there was a fart?
That's so this show.
Yeah, so Gabby is just like, you're welcome. And he's like, oh, you know, well, you know, in Italy, I have lots of friends that you love. So you have to come and I'll find you a husband right away. Oh, little Gabby.
So now they're going to have a pool day. And Andrea takes Sierra some tea. And she's like, oh, I was just thinking yesterday. I wasn't even here for my tea in the morning. Thank you.
So then, meanwhile, Carl and Lindsay decide they're gonna get into their Kia Telluride and leave. And so before, as they're heading out, Sam and Danielle see them, and Sam's like, are you guys heading out early? Carl's like, yeah. And Danielle's like, you leaving? Yeah. Right now? Yeah. Lindsay too? Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say? Yeah. What is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a lot of complicated things, like, but at the end of the day, I'm like 37 years old and I don't need to yell and scream to get my point across. And being the mature person that I am, I'm just gonna run away from the situation.
Yeah, I've run now. So so then they show Amanda and it says Amanda ding and Danielle ding, which was weird. So Amanda's like, I saw you moving a little bit. And they go into the bathroom and start hugging, I'm assuming. And they have this talk behind the closed door. And Danielle's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't even mean last night. And Kyle's like, I know. Tainted, Lindsay. Tainted, Lindsay.
Sometimes I feel I want to be as old as Lindsay Hubbard, but I don't think I have all those years in me. Sorry, she's an old lady.
So Danielle's like, I did not.
I'm sorry.
Kyle.
Really should be Tainted Carl, not Tainted Lindsay. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Tainted Carl. Tainted Kyle.
Now I run from you. This tainted love. I love you, babe. It's not tainted at all. Sorry about that, babe.
So Amanda's like, it's okay. I know it wasn't your fault. And Danielle's like, well, I really didn't expect what happened after that. I was like, Lindsay, why? And Amanda tells us she can forgive Danielle because her apologies are sincere. And also, she's a weapon I can use against Lindsay if I have her on my side. She's protective, and I know all she wants to do is be a good friend. But man, that girl fights Lindsay's battles like no other, Kyle.
Oh, wow. Amanda's voice just like took off in the airport. So Sierra checks in on Kyle and Amanda, and Amanda just wants to go home. And Kyle's like, I was like trying to mentally get to a place where I could have like the words to talk to Carl, but like I just went downstairs and they're like gone. And Sierra's like, are you serious? Are you kidding? Yeah, they're gone. And I feel bad. Like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, I wish I knew how to bite my tongue. It's one thing to be brutally honest, another to say what I can say in front of Carl. It's like, well...
Yeah, you.
When Kyle's like, you know, I wish I knew what to do. I'm like, you kind of just said it. Bite your if you want to save your friendship, then you just bite your tongue.
Yeah, and you're also starting a lot of fights. It's not like you're just biting your tongue. You're literally starting fights publicly and then blaming everything on your drunkenness later. I mean, you're next in rehab. I'm calling it. He's got to go soon because this is crazy. Like, you can't say like this guy is pulling it off in the week. I just don't believe it. Also, yeah. I see those bird dogs all over the place, and I'm like, does Everywhere. He still make money off bird dogs? Like, he seems like he does okay during the week, but it's just so hard to believe that he does okay during the week.
I do see the bird dogs. I wonder, because he was like an investor in it, but I would not be surprised if he had to like pull his investment to fund Bird Loverboy, but I don't know. Kyle.
Yeah, because he used to do the commercials for Bird Dog back when they started, remember? It was just like Kyle pulling on his nuts, being like, oh my God, my fucking nuts. God damn it, Carl.
And yeah, well, I was sort of the face of Bird Dog's, not gonna lie.
I was like I was like the three nuts of Bird Dog. So
I feel like I wasn't really recognized, like appreciated for my work.
So Kyle's like, yeah, I hate this. I'm gonna have to apologize because they're like a package deal, but like I just can't keep my lips shut to keep the peace. Like it's just so hard. And Amanda's like, well, if you're upset with someone, then you have to say you're sorry, unless you're not sorry.
So now it's pool time. They're like out in the pool. They're just swimming. And then now Andrea, it's time for Andrea to leave. Enjoy the beautiful sun. And then everyone just basically goes back to New York. So now we have like the New York segment. And it's Monday. And I really like this. We got a real glimpse into Gabby's day to day. We see her on a city bike, and then she parks the bike and gets off of it, and then like sort of like adjusts her hair, and then
She takes a city bike with heels because
and then it's like, and now it's Tuesday. I was like, wow, what an insight for Gabby.
Yeah, they really picked people who are super busy. I like in the first year how they were always like, oh my God, taco contract. Okay, pizza beach. You got pizza beach settled. What's this account? Okay, I've got 19 interns working on taco contracts. So he's got the margarita machine going.
Well, we do see Kyle doing some work. He's on a phone. He's like, hey, just making sure you got my Slack. No, I'm actually talking about Carl in this case. Yeah.
I'm asking if Carl has sent you an email. He's like, yeah, I've got an emergency meeting at 3 with a distributor. And the lady on the other end is like, oh my God, I heard. Don't worry. Didn't feel like you were ghosting me. And then we see Gabby and Sam going to play tennis together. And Gabby's like, oh my God, I love the smell of fresh tube of tennis balls. I could like open that and just like inhale that tube forever.
That's gonna be my new scent. That's it. That's my decision. Tennis ball scent. Fresh tube.
Tube of tennis balls. Tennis ball tube. I totally came up with that on the city bike. So.
Yeah, what you saw was not me getting off a city bike. What you saw was me having inspiration.
Yeah. Sam's like, how long have you been playing tennis? And she's like, well, let me tell you, how long have you been playing? Oh my God. Well, the first time I was playing tennis, I remember because it was like a Tuesday. And I'm like, what am I even doing out here on a Tuesday? I should be in school. And I was like, school.
Okay, so this is my sister Danielle, and my dad is so mad that we were not the Williams sisters, so instead we're just regular sisters. So then Danielle joins, and so they're all playing tennis, you know, somewhere. Hannah Berner was watching, being like, tennis, like in pain, watching this tennis going up.
I should have trademarked summer house tennis. This is bullshit.
It's terrible work. So Gabby is talking about how she's having a crazy week this week because she got 2 job offers, but she has therapy tomorrow because she's not sure what job offer to take, because I have been like working in the fashion industry since I graduated college, and like I became a fashion director of a magazine that seemed to have everything that I wanted, and it turned out to be one of the worst jobs I could have ever possibly taken, and I ignored the very essential signs the job was not right for me. I learned this because my job actually went to Coachella and hired someone else there. So
my job totally made out with another employee at Coachella, which is ridiculous. Like, ding, job, ding, other employee at Coachella.
Danielle's like, hey guys, I just got a new job at a magazine.
Yeah. So she says, basically, I got fired. So now with these other job offers, I'm like second guessing. Okay, this is a very young person new to the job scene way to describe it, right? Like, I should have known that was not meant to be. Like, it was not tailored to me. I got fired. Like, what do you do? Why are you blaming the job like it hurt you emotionally? You know, and I like when she said, I've worked in the fashion industry, and then it shows her in a picture. It shows a picture of her, rather, with 2 friends, and she's in ripped, like, light blue jeans and a tied crop top, and then she's with girls who are wearing see-through raincoats, and one has cut-off shorts, and one is in spandex pants. I was like, oh, to be a poor fashionista again. I miss that. It's like, you guys, I'm cutting my shorts. It's time to party.
I'm an influencer. I just love, well, first of all, I mean, her intuition does seem like it might be a little wonky given that boyfriend and et cetera. But also, by the way, another issue with her intuition is her, that like her ideal man is a male model. That's a bad intuition to have. But yeah. I mean, I get it, but it's a bad intuition. But also though, that being said, this whole thing of like, I'm second guessing myself because like, I'm not sure about my intuition. I'm not sure if this will be a good job for me. I'm like, well, you're unemployed, so take a job. And if it's not a good job, leave, like, find a new job. Like, that's kind of how working works, right?
I mean, I guess. So Gabby's like, you know, I'm a Taurus. And so, like, my stability, like, I don't like taking a step without knowing where my foot is going to lie. No one does, okay? You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MYMOCHI.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
So Danielle, sister Danielle, is like, what I want for you is to trust yourself again, because you were like gun shy. Like, am I making the right choice? Listen, this is about what you want. What do you want? What do you want?
No, just get a paycheck, for crying out loud. So I mean, she's two job offers. I don't know. So now we go to New Jersey.
I don't think that's ever happened to me. Like, you notice I'm being silent over here. This has just literally never happened to me.
I've never had two job offers at the same
time. I don't even think I've had one. I've had one when I've gone and interviewed, mm-hmm. and they're like, okay, I mean, I get, that's like the most excited they get for me. They're like, okay, I guess. I'm like, no, I can show up like today. I can work right now. Where's the uniform? I can put it on right. Like, okay. I mean, I'll work for less than minimum wage. Okay, I guess. That's what I get. I've never had two people like, would you like to come work here? Can we show you around the office?
I've literally never been courted like that. I've gotten jobs that I've worked, you know, when I went it, but I've never been courted. There was one time I failed upwards through an interview process. When I was driving Uber, I signed up at like a temp agency, and like I went in for like, I don't know, Sony invited me in for something. And it was some random job, and then they kept on. I was so not meant for that role, but they were fascinated by the fact that I was an intern for Conan back in 1998, and they just kept on inviting me back for higher and higher interviews. And I literally, like, I could have had this crazy job at Sony, but I didn't want to do it because it was going to mess up with this podcast, and it was also like going to be a terrible job. And it was just one of those things where it was like, I'm not qualified for this at all, but like, it was just sort of one of those crazy things where like they just liked one random thing on my resume, and they were just like, they just kept on asking. They're like, so what was Conan like? What was Conan like? And it just would get me to the next level of the interview.
Oh, I like that.
It was I think
is that why you still talk about Conan? Are you just trying to get poached? Yeah, you're trying to get poached from Watch What Crap. And the smartless guys are gonna be like, hey, so man, what's Conan like? Will Arnett's calling
my
you.
Internship from 25 years ago. Gosh. But like, no, it just to me was funny because it was like I showed no interest in this job, but like that, like failing through a process can really happen, you know?
Yeah.
It was exciting to fail through something.
Yeah, I like it. Now, failing through things I've done. A lot of failing through things. Like if that was a sport, I would have a medal in that one. But yeah, getting job offers, no. No one courts me. Yeah. They're just like, he's not leaving. Okay. Well, he seems to have taken those tables. So I guess we'll let him work here. Like, what are you going to do? He literally won't leave. What's easier, letting him sell our food or calling the police like every day that he's still here?
Well, you never know, Ronnie. There could be a great job offer for you around the corner.
Fingers crossed. Okay, everybody. Just kidding. Could you imagine? I'm like, Ben, sorry. Really good restaurant's called. Bye. So, your one of our favorites. Gotta get away. Gotta get away. So now we're in Jersey. Okay. Because, you know, like everybody's dream vacation, visiting your retired mom on the beach. So does Carl know anybody? That's my question. Does Carl know anybody outside of Lindsay anymore? Because all he ever shoots with is his mom. Do I like his mom? Sure, sweet lady. But what else does Carl do?
I'm not sure. He's becoming the Erica Jane of Summer House. Like, does he have anyone outside the TV show? So, so Sharon now, I guess, is she living on the Jersey Shore or something like that? All I know is that she used to live in Pittsburgh and she had to take like an 18-hour bus ride to come out to the Hamptons. So she's probably like, you know what? I'm just going to live a little bit closer so I don't have to take that wretched ride to see my son once a year on the show.
So they're there. He's like, Mom. She's like, Baby, I love you so much. Like, Mom, I love you so much, Mom. And so they talk about, he's like, my mom is my anchor because she reminds me I'm capable of persevering. And that's like one of the best feelings you can have as a feeling. Yeah. Like, that I can persevere.
Like, that's not the best. I can persevere is not one of the best feelings you can have. Okay.
Like, I'm full. That's one of the best feelings. Or, like, I don't know. Sex or something, but I've never woken up and gone, I'm capable of persevering. Yeah. God damn, that feels good.
Well, some might argue that sex is persevering. Either way, no matter what.
Well, that's true, especially these days. Good Lord. I'm just like, are you done yet? Can I put this thing away? I'm exhausted. How long do you need?
No, you know what's interesting is that, like, persevering is... Oh, I think I misspelled it wrong. I was gonna be like, isn't it so weird that, like, severe is in persevering? And then, like, it's, like, surviving. Anyway, I was going to make a really... A thought, something that seemed really, you know, thoughtful and profound to me about the word persevere. And then I realized, no, I'm just caffeinated.
So either way, like, over, like, she really taught me about, like she reminds me I'm, like, capable of, like, overcoming things and persevering. But that being said, I will bury her if I have to. Okay, I will bury her. Come at me, Mom.
I'm going to bury
Come
her.
Come at me, Mom. Come at me, Mom.
So, the mom has always been super weird about Carl and relationships. She's always had a super, like, she seems to neg him whenever he's dating someone. She's like, are you sure, Carl? Are you sure you're into this girl? Are you sure you want to date Carl? And some of that has been because of sobriety issues, right? Where she's like, is it too soon for you? But even before then, like, ever since we've met Carl's mom, she's like, you're seeing someone? Really, Carl? How's that going? So she's doing that right now. She's like, how are you, like, living with a girl, Carl? Is that a pain in the ass? He's like, no. She goes, no, seriously, Carl.
No, it's not. Like, we're, like, a good team. Like, we're great. Like, when we put on, like, matching pajamas, like, we're unstoppable. And, like, I've always wanted that. Like, she challenges me. She pushes me. She makes me think differently. She sort of, like, holds things over my head about, like, how this she got, like, sober for me. Like, she just wants me to be a better person. And, like, I haven't had a drink in 9 months. And, like, it's because of Lindsay's support.
I'm trying to find out who I am without alcohol. And,
You know what's funny about Carl, or interesting about Carl, I should say, is I've always noticed he has, like, this, like, best little boy in the world side of him. Like, when he's around his mom, he's always like, yeah, you're the best mom. Like, yeah, just anything for you, Mom. Yeah, you're a classy lady. And he has this, like, side where he's just, like, sweet little boy Carl. And then he has this whole fuckboy ridiculous side. And, like, now that he's with Lindsay... He, that best little boy side that we would see him coming out with his mom is really all over Lindsay now too. So I wonder if there's some weird, like, mommy, like, thing that's happening with Lindsay as well in this situation. Just my pop psychology observation at the, on the fly, off the cuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Right. I think he's...
Lindsay his mom doesn't to him.
Seem his mom doesn't seem like controlling or overbearing no. at all, but Lindsay does. So I'm wondering if it's like now that he's got that type of energy in his life, if he just doesn't know what to do, because it just looks stressful, you know. Because a lot of this conflict is Lindsay. It is Lindsay and Kyle and Amanda having conflict that she's dragging over onto Carl. And so I don't know. I don't see that kind of energy with his mom, but maybe it's because he's never had that kind of energy in his life that it's really affecting him, because he looks like he's about to pop. Like, when all that stuff is happening and he's staying quiet, he doesn't look like he necessarily wants to yell at them. He also really doesn't want to upset Lindsay, you know? Mm-hmm. So super interesting watching Carl on this journey. I'm not really sure it's going to end. I have a feeling it's not going to end with Lindsay, and that's going to be a fun season.
Wow, that'll be wild. Well, you know what? I'm not good at tough conversations in general, and I don't want to hurt the other person, so I hold back. Yeah. So, like, but, you know, like, but, like, you have your best friend go off on your girlfriend, and, like, it hurts my feelings big time. And, like, there's a deep anger inside Kyle, and I'm not sure how to handle it beyond, you know, burying him. Burying you, bro. I'm going to bury you.
And so then they talk about his brother, and... how his brother basically saved his life because Carl really had to take a good look at himself to make a change. And so he cries with his mom.
Yeah, nice. Sweet.
So then we go to Sam and Chris and Gabby driving back to the house. And Gabby's like, I have to say, I'm happy because I got my hair done. And Davina and I are really in a good place. And then it says under Davina, Gabby's hairdresser.
And we have to assume.
Finally in a good place.
We have to assume that is a Selling Sunset reference, right? Like, we have to assume she named her hair after Davina from Selling Sunset.
Yeah. Oh, this is, like, Gabby's hair, not her hairdresser. That's even better.
No, it's her hair.
Her hairdresser.
No, well, I think it's at her hair. I just like to.
No,
I'm just like,
nobody would name
hair.
Their hair after Davina. Nobody. Like Davina, who can't sell anything and who's all insecure and trying to fit in. No.
Her hair shows up sort of dressed awkwardly, trying to hang out with the other hair. So, so there's gonna Gabby is
I wanna be curly today.
It's like, oh god, Davina, I said no. We're straightening today.
But I wanna be curly, so I'm gonna just do it. Cause like I'm independent here, so if I wanna be curly, I can be curly.
Yeah, that really hurt me. So Gabby is planning a Studio 54est party. We have like glimmers of the first real party of the season coming up. And so she's excited. She loves Studio 54 and disco and things like that. So then they arrive. Danielle arrives at the house and Paige is just there by herself, which I think is funny. I'm like wondering, how did Paige get to the house? She's just like there alone. Like, huh? Well, I guess I'll be here. Only fashionista here. I'm just arriving at a home alone. Just me. Just Paige.
Well, I guess
just...
she was probably at home all week because of her parents, so she probably just came that way. But yeah, watching Paige just walk around the house by herself. I wonder how much they paid for this.
I think that's what it was. Or she's just doing, like, she's practicing for her next Access Hollywood gig. Hi, I'm Paige DeSorbo, and I'm here to give you all the fashion tips and trends. Follow me.
Are you a size 2? I'm so sorry if you are. Don't worry, that's easy to fix. Anywho...
She's just holding a vase as her microphone.
So Danielle comes and Paige is alone. And Paige is like, oh my god, hi, I'm all by myself. Danielle's like, at least you have your Louis Vuitton. Ha ha ha.
She's like, oh yes, I guess I do. So you can leave then.
So, well, now we actually have two knockoffs, my Louis Vuitton and you. So, welcome. So, Paige is
sorry,
like, so,
I'm
how was last
today.
Weekend? And Danielle's like, and she pours this huge glass of wine. She's like, we had a slumber party and then we played games and it ended so dramatically because I unintentionally hurt Amanda's feelings. And then Lindsay sort of piggybacked on Amanda's stuff. And then I was like, oh no. And then Kyle was like, fuck Lindsay. And then Carl left.
Paige is like, damn it. Would have liked to have seen that. So she's like, have they not spoken? And Danielle's like, no. And I'm like, I can't wait for the weekend, right? And Paige goes, classic. Wow. Wow. So
that was so Paige. I'm going to make a gif of that. Classic. Wow.
In Paige talk, that's her like really good, like just losing her mind with excitement.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, wow. I'm like, I'm so excited. This is crazy. Sorry for this emotional display.
Kyle is on the phone cam because he's at his parents this week with the dogs and he's like, hey, it's us. We're on the phone cam right now. Hey, Amanda, show them what it looks like when you cry. She's like, ah. All right, we're going to save that one kiss. You need it later.
And Danielle's like, yeah, you know, I think it's good. It's good for them to be doing that because a good, wholesome family day or two does the soul good. And Paige is like, it really does. It just like brings you back to earth. You know, you realize you can still be happy around people who wear JCPenney.
Chris, Gabby, and Sam arrive and hugs, and who cares? So Maya and Sierra arrive, and Maya's like, oh, wait, Sierra, this is the biggest glass of rosé I've ever seen. Who do you think I am?
An aspiring Bravo star, so drink up. So then Sam is like, oh my god, last night I had a date with that Australian guy, Tim. It was like really good. Like he called me a car so I wouldn't know where I was going until we got there. It was like an abandoned warehouse deep in Brooklyn. And I believe I saw a chainsaw. It was hilarious and disgusting. Anyway, he's dating Cher now.
You guys, it was great. He sent me a car so I wouldn't know where we were going. And it was a Suburban. A super black one, guys. It was a super black Suburban. And Paige goes, how did it end? She's like, happily. Everyone was satisfied on the way out and handed him a mint on the way out. So then they all woo for Maya and Sierra, who are coming in. And Danielle, Sierra comes up to Paige. And Paige goes, oh, my god, are you going to hug me? We never hug.
I know. Stop that. I know I've been around normals, but like this is too much. So Sam says that her date's gonna come to the party, you know, so that way we can just like have okay chemistry, and then he can go off and start dating a gay icon. I said maybe Celine Dion would be a good fit for him. I'm not sure. And then she's saying that they have great chemistry, which means it's gonna fall apart. And then Paige is talking about Chris. She's like, oh, by the way, Chris, you're here still. Do you date? Do people like you? Do people enjoy your company? I'm so curious.
Are you better at talking when you're out of the house than you are when you're here? How's that going? And he's like, oh, yeah, I've been on dates. She goes, so one date or like a second date? He goes, no, not like a really serious second date. She goes, okay, so for a first date, do you usually take girls to dinner? Or he goes, on the first date, no, never dinner. Interesting. Loser.
She's like, wow, you're really making Carl's pancake lunch date look pretty good now.
You're going to have so much fun dying alone. And he's like, I mean, I just feel like dinner is a lot because, like, you're committed to a full 2 hours. I mean, you go to the place, you order the food, you eat the food. Like, what if you just met me and you don't like me? And, like, within 30 minutes, do you really want to have dinner with me, too? And Paige's like, I'm hungry. So look at that. I don't like you and I can still eat. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Gabby's like, okay, so we all acknowledge that Chris is boring, right? Okay, so let's talk about my dating life. My dating life is going nowhere. I mean, I had a date with a Taurus guy, and I was like, absolutely not. And ironically, he also drove a Ford Taurus, which did not work in his favor.
Why do you keep the door so far closed? Open the doors, Danielle. And Paige is like, oh my God. Danielle just described it perfectly. By the way, I like Danielle a lot right now, everybody, because she's starting to slowly go against Lindsay. So can we just get a cheers for Danielle? Cheers. Okay. And Gabby's like, my door isn't closed, you guys. And Sam goes, sounds pretty close to me. You know, the last door that I found closed, I was like, this door better fucking open. And I was like, can I get a Suburban to take me through this door? Preferably a really, really black one. Blackest Suburban you've got. Make it black as night. Revved it, went right through that door. It was amazing. I met so many people there. You know, I really love making cake.
Okay, like, all right, Sam. All right, Sam. Well, we'll settle down there. Hey, you know what? Hi, this is Danielle speaking. I know you went to therapy, like, literally yesterday, but maybe we can get an emergency session. Am I right, everyone? High five. Mm-hmm. High five. Well, I'll pretend to laugh at that because I'm trying to woo Danielle. Ha ha ha, Danielle. That was funny.
And Gabby gets offended. She's like, do you not think I have stable energy? And Sierra's like, well, now that you mention it, it's crazy because my best friends are Tauruses. So, and now there's a pause. Well,
yeah.
Gabby tries to realize that she's just offended all the Taurus lovers. And Sierra goes, I mean, anyway, like, oh my God, now you guys are going to not like this girl because she has a thing for Tauruses, a thing against Tauruses.
Yeah.
I love this show.
Meanwhile, outside, hey, here we are, babes. Here we are, babes. Yeah, babe, great work. Hey, oh, and what do we have here? Hi, Rod. Hi, what's going on? Hi, Rod. I'm back. I'm Carl. I'm happy now. Yeah.
Happy Carl. Got a mom recharge, so I'm back. It's like parking your Tesla in a parking lot that has like a free mom recharge section. So that was great.
Hey, have I told you all about my ride? Want me to tell you about my ride? It's a telluride. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See what I did there? It was a joke.
Want me to tell you about another ride? Huh, it's my mom, my ride or die. So.
Yeah. So Sierra's like, how's Carl doing? You left so fast last week. And Lindsay's like, yeah, we were like ready to get the fuck out of there. Like, Kyle was like saying all this shit about me. And like, I just want nothing to do with him right now. You know what I'm saying?
And Sierra's like, yeah, Carl was really calm while that was happening. And Sam's like, you know what? Like, do you think it's going to be weird when they get here tomorrow? And she's like, I don't know.
So they're all, the plans to go out to a bar tonight. And I think the AC is out in the house because there's like fans everywhere. And now like every time they're talking in the house, you just hear in the background. So they're all like hot and sweating. And then, like, Paige is, like, telling Sierra that she's, like, oh, my God, I've never noticed your vagina before. It's, like, so cute and tiny. Like, it's adorable. It's, like,
the Paige DeSorbo of vaginas.
And Maya's like, yeah, that's like a really dainty vagina. So that's really nice. So then they all leave for the club. And Lindsay's like, I feel like we're in college again. Let's do green t-shirts.
And Lindsay's doing this like syncopated beat. She's like,
So Lindsay and Carl are doing that gross couple thing. It's like you're out with a group and they're just like hugging, staring into each other's eyes. And she's like, why are you so handsome all the time? You wake up handsome. It's so unfair. Like, I'm like, why is he so good looking? Why?
Oh, I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy. She goes,
babe. And Danielle's watching and she's like, I just count sometimes. And she tells us, I'm just not used to seeing them isolate themselves. Like, it's like they're on this pedestal and I'm just down here waving like, hey guys, remember me? Still Danielle.
I think she's not really, it's more like they're on the train and she's on the platform waiting for the LIW. I don't know. Never mind. So they're dancing. And then Paige is like, you want to talk to boys? And Gabby's like, yeah, but I want any of their numbers. I'm not closed off for anything, though. So they're just, and then Sam is doing her like very awkward white girl twerking. Like, guys, I know how to twerk. I move my butt a little bit.
Sam does that thing where she like bends over and then she just squats a couple of times. And that's not really a twerk. But thanks for trying. Thanks for being another white girl trying to twerk on Bravo. Okay.
I know.
We were really running low on those. And Carl goes, oh, hey, Sam. Whoa, Sam. Be careful. That brings all the boys to the yard, I'm sure. Milkshake joke, everybody. It's milkshake.
Yeah, it's milkshake by the singer Kalis. Yeah. So then they go back to the house. It's like 11:42 p.m. they get into bed. It's pretty early days. I mean, not early days. It's like they go to sleep pretty early these days. So Gabby is saying, I have to say that being in this house and having perspective from people that don't know me well, it's like really making me reexamine the way people see me. And that's like very interesting to me. I love how people see me as someone who has a very closed door to guys when I feel like I'm very, very open to all these men who I will not talk to or get numbers from.
Because they're Tauruses. So, and Sam's like, I have questions. Like, how do you think people see you? She's like, well, I feel like I've been like very secure and like set, like this person, like I know what I want and like I go after it. But like, I have repressed undealt with trauma from Coachella. And it's like affected me to where I just don't like trust my judgment, especially with job offers. I feel like so immobilized.
It's like one job offer has this really amazing, you know, office kitchen. And I'm like, that could be amazing. I could keep so many lunches in that fridge. But the other job offer has great parking spots. And I just don't know my own instincts anymore.
Yeah. I've never heard someone just describe their life like that. Like, you know, I'm normally a confident person until it comes to job offers. So Danielle's like, you know, I feel like that's so honest that you're saying like, oh my God, I'm confused. And Gabby's like, yeah, it scares the shit out of me. Like, what if one of my bosses is a Taurus? Like, what am I going to do? And Sam's like, yeah, that's like a whole level of self-awareness. Like, you know, like I'm really self-aware. I really noticed I was self-aware when I was like looking in the mirror and I like noticed that I had a pimple on my chin. I was like, you're like noticing that in your reflection before you ever noticed it on your person. Like, that is like so self-aware.
The lights
self-aware.
Just go off on her. Everyone's out of the room. The lights are off.
So everybody's going to bed, and Lindsay is on top of Carl doing that fucking baby voice, which I can't. She's like, I love you so much.
Yeah.
No, but like, really, I love you so much.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'm sure he appreciates. So I'm sure your sober boyfriend appreciates you pinning him down and breathing green tea shots into his face. Gross.
Put your weight on me. Yeah. So then now it's the morning and Now, it's a continuation.
How much do you think you love me today?
1,000 times plus, like 1,000 times a billion plus 3 oceans, which is kind of wild because like oceans are actually not a mathematical unit. But like if they were, like that's how much I love you. I bend all space, time and math for you. Yeah.
And all 3 oceans are completely risen too. Like they're like their levels are bigger than normal. So that's how much. And she's like,
yeah,
oh,
the global warming,
God.
Not to the ice caps. Yeah. I love you, 3 oceans with melted ice caps in them, so they're just like a little more full than usual. Yeah.
You want to go to Buried Boot Camp?
So they do, and then Gabby's like, so how do I like outsource decorating this party? And Daniel goes, you get someone to decorate for you? And she's like, yeah, of course.
So Carl and Lindsay drive away, and so there's like no tequila in the house. There's actually very few bottles of booze because Kyle isn't there that weekend. So the resident alcoholic or like the resident unofficial alcoholic is not there providing all the booze. So,
well, it's also a free lover boy. You know what I mean? So without him bringing all the free booze to promote his stuff, they're like, what do we drink?
I know. So apparently they only have rosé. And so Maya and Danielle are like laughing, but they're like, we need to have a meeting or whatever. So Danielle's like, Danielle's like, so this morning she was like, am I going to set it up? And I was like, yeah, it's your party. And she's like, normally I would hire someone to do that. They're like, oh my God. Like, we need to have a talk. We need to have a talk, Gabby. This is crazy. Your party planning skills.
Yeah. And let's see here. Robert calls Danielle and she's like, oh my God, Bubble, just saying hi. I'm going to help Gabby. We're having a day party. It's going to be great. Oh my God, you're so cute. I can't even take out cute. He's just like, fun. Like sound of dial tone. Maya and Danielle are talking and did you already do this part?
It's all sort of like a mix. Basically, they confront Gabby and they're like, listen, we need tequila. And Gabby's like, well, we're going to have an alcohol delivery. And they're like, but what about food for this party? And she's like, it's not a food party. And they're like, it's not even an alcohol party right now.
Yeah.
They're just like very upset with her, like her approach to this party.
Right. Cause I think she thinks, okay, it's my turn. So production does it. Right. I just say I want something in the forest and then production will do it. But right. No, that's not how it works. So Maya goes, Paige hears there's no food, Paige goes, pardon. So then the girls are helping Gabby and they're like, what does this party tell us about you? And Gabby's like, excess, extra, extra, everything except food and alcohol.
Yeah, she goes, everything's always extra, extra, extra. And Paige goes, read all about it.
Hey, huh. I wonder if these disco balls float. She puts one in the water. She goes, sick.
So now Maya and Sierra are talking. And Maya's like saying Maya doesn't like how things just aren't like put together and organized. And there's and Maya's like, you know what she said to Danielle? She said she's not like used to setting up decorations. She usually hires someone. And Sierra's like, Maya's like, yeah, I haven't like cracked the Gabby code yet. And they're like, Sierra's like, yeah, very surface with her. Everything's very surface. And they basically are like, she just seems like really privileged, which is fine, but like I'm missing out on the authenticity of it all. I'm like, I hate to break it to you guys. You're having this discussion about how privileged she is while you're in the Hamptons at your summer house.
You're all sitting there sharing a fucking summer house in the Hamptons, okay?
I mean, all Gabby did was say like, oh, like she woke up and was like, I don't want to do this. I want to hire someone. I want to like went to like TaskRabbit or something like that. I don't think it's that crazy.
Yeah. So then we see Kyle playing with the dogs, you know, which is great. And then Lindsay, Carl, and Chris and Sam are working out at Buried Boot Camp. And Carl's wearing a t-shirt. And I wrote, Carl's t-shirt is hilarious. What is that? What did his t-shirt say? And why wouldn't I write it down?
I couldn't tell. I don't remember what his t-shirt said. I didn't write it down myself.
But why would I write that note? What is that? Or maybe his shirt said that. I don't know. But he's like, oh, I love a good workout. Oh, I love it. And Chris is like, you guys ready for it? And then I see that wasn't Carl's shirt. What was the shirt, idiot? What does it say?
Was it Chris's shirt? Oh, Chris wasn't wearing a shirt at this part.
I'm such an idiot. I don't know. Oh, I quit.
It's a mystery. We'll never get to the bottom of it. We'll never know.
And so Sam's like, did you, like, are you ready to see Kyle and Amanda now? And he's like,
I was so fucking angry. I had to, like, walk away from that. Like, show some respect, bro. Like, I don't want to be around people that, like, treat people like that. Because that's, like, a lot that I'm not going to, like, be around.
And back at the house, Paige is like, so, when Kyle was yelling at people and Carl wasn't sticking up for her, like, did Lindsay get mad? What was she like? What was the feeling like? Was it tense? Did she look older than usual? Just, like, inject this gossip into my veins right now.
And Danielle's like, surprisingly, no. It just seemed like such a passive way to handle the situation. Like, if she'd said something, like, if she said something to him, I didn't know about it. And Gabby's like, do you think they're ignoring the conversation so they don't have to have it? Because, like, sounds like the best plan, honestly. I'm like, yeah, Danielle, what the hell?
Sounds like the way I approach dating. So Danielle's like, well, then they have to, like, face a lot of things, including his sobriety and the fact that, like, she wants to start drinking again. Like, she is drinking again. And it first started with some wine here and there. And then Paige is like, yeah. And then last night she took a shot. And, like, then I heard that she was, like, funneling beers. And then I heard that, like, she knocked over her walker because she was so wasted.
Yeah. I told her, Lindsay, your old bones, probably hurt. Like, I called her and left her a message, and then I heard that she was in a bathtub, like, filled with Tito's, just, like, working on her muscles.
I said, Lindsay, I know you keep clutching that beer, but that's not your life alert, okay? You have to be careful. You're too drunk to know what are the things that can save you if you fall in the bathroom and can't get up.
And she's saying, you know, that shouldn't be on her, too. His sobriety shouldn't necessarily be on her. And I get it. I don't necessarily think it should be either, except that he's very insecure in his sobriety. Like, he's not, he's mentioning it all the time. Like, you know,
I thought they were saying the opposite. I thought Paige says that it should be on her too. Like,
she's saying, no, that's not a big deal. It shouldn't be on her too. But then Sierra's like, but it's part of his journey. And when my mom met my dad, he was sober and they couldn't even have alcohol at their wedding, you know? So.
No, that's what I'm saying is that they're saying, like, look, you can't.
Well, Sierra is.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, okay. I thought what Paige was saying is, like, you can't say, like, oh, I'm going to be sober and then you're going back to drinking.
No, she was saying.
You shouldn't be drinking.
No, she was saying, you know, she took a shot, which I also don't feel like is a big deal. I mean, it shouldn't be on her, too. And Sierra's like, yeah, because it's part of his journey, you know. And I think that would be hard if you're trying to go sober. And it's not only because someone's drinking, but they're drinking in situations where you really want to drink. You know what I mean? It's not like a drink at dinner. It's like when you're out partying and you think, God, you know what would make this more fun? A drink. And then your partner's out drinking and then making out with you and breathing it all in your face.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I couldn't date somebody right now who loved peanut M&Ms and wanted to kiss me. Because I'm trying to not eat peanut M&Ms.
Yeah. I actually think you're right that the booze, the smell of booze on the breath is probably hard. So, or peanut M&Ms. And so Sierra's, then they start talking about, like, that. They are basically asking, like, do you guys think that they're going too fast? And Sierra's like, she's like, the fact that they're already in this serious relationship is a lot. And Danielle's like, 100%, 1,000%. They already got a car together, a Kia Telluride. I mean, that's a lot. And she's already like, oh, this is the kind of ring I like, which also is a Kia Telluride. I don't even understand how that works. And then, like, you know, like, to think that they would get, like, engaged right now, that would be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a fairy tale. And they're living in this insanely expensive Kia Telluride. I mean, it feels fragile. It feels fragile.
Not the car. The car is great. Just their relationship.
Car's dependable. The Kia will last longer than their relationship.
It might.
So that brings us to the end of Sommerhausen.
Thanks, everyone, for being here. Appreciate you greatly. And, go get tickets to see us next week in Denver and Salt Lake City. And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Du.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery. This is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, 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 where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.